It's Thursday, October the 21st, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, Evergrande teeters and a resignation at the Bundesbank. First, the world in brief. Evergrande, a Chinese property giant teetering on an Everest of debt, inched nearer to the precipice as its shares began trading again following a suspension. Its share price had fallen by 80% this year. It lost more than 13% of its remaining value when the Hong Kong bourse opened on Thursday. It said it had failed to sell a majority stake in a profitable $2.6 billion subsidiary. Britain and New Zealand struck a free trade deal, removing tariffs on goods ranging from clothing to mechanical equipment, and broadening access for tech and services firms. Their cross-border trade stood at £2.3 billion, $3.2 billion last year. Britain is chasing similar agreements far and wide, having left the EU in January. Japan has already signed one. Australia is close. The head of the Bundesbank, Jens Weidmann, is to step down early after more than 10 years in the post. He cited personal reasons for his decision to leave by the year's end. One of the most hawkish policymakers at the ECB, he was an unrelenting critic of the bank's pandemic-inspired easy monetary policy, which he warned would have serious inflationary consequences. All 50 Republicans in the Senate voted to block a bill designed to strengthen voting rights for the third time this year. The Freedom to Vote Act would make it easier to vote while improving election security, among other measures. Democrats say it is especially necessary after Republican state legislators passed laws imposing new restrictions on voting after the elections in 2020. Amherst College, a private liberal arts university in Massachusetts, decided to end its legacy admissions, which gives preferential treatment to academically qualified children of alumni. The school's dean of admissions said it was, quote, a natural extension to efforts to diversify its student body. It is one of a handful of private universities in America to abolish a policy that is lucrative but hard to justify. WeWork, an office rental firm, is due to make its long-delayed debut on the New York Stock Exchange on Thursday after the shareholders of BowX Acquisitions, a special purpose acquisition company, or SPAC, agreed a $9 billion merger with the company. A much-feted startup achieving a valuation of $47 billion 2 years ago, WeWork has struggled to make money. The UN said that countries' plans to extract fossil fuels are, quote, dangerously out of line with the reductions needed to prevent serious global warming over the next decade. Coal, gas and oil production is running at more than double the rate needed to keep the rise in global temperatures within 1.5 degrees Celsius. The stark report comes weeks before the UN's climate change conference, COP26, in Glasgow. Fact of the day. 33.8%. The percentage of expectant mothers between the ages of 18 and 49 in America that are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. That's about half the vaccination rate among all Americans over 12 years old. And correction. Tuesday's edition of Espresso spelt Lewis Mumford's name incorrectly. Sorry.